Welcome to the Build Your Coaching Business Around the 9-to-5 podcast. I'm your coach, Pamela Pritchard, and I help you go from employee to business owner. Whether you're creating your first client or learning how to create clients on repeat whilst holding down your day job, I'll help you make your business dreams a reality. Let's begin. Hello, hello. I am jumping on live because I thought I'd record the podcast via Instagram today, so that you could join on Instagram if you wanted to, and otherwise you'll be catching it later on the podcast. So thanks so much for joining me. I am doing an episode today again on why you don't need a niche. I originally did a podcast episode on this in end of May 2023. So over a year later, I am bringing it back to the podcast because I wanted to expand on some of the things that I shared, and because I continue to see it being something that is catching life coaches out and stopping them from creating clients. And as we know, everybody here is listening to this podcast or listening to this live because I support coaches build their coaching business, and I especially support coaches who are transitioning out of being in corporate or being in a 9-to-5 and then going full-time in their coaching business. But if you're ready full-time, this absolutely applies to you. If you're still not creating the clients at the velocity and the volume that you want to be. And the niche discussion continues to come up. I see it in many flavors. I see it as you having doubts about who you serve, you having doubts about who your customers are, having doubts that your clients are out there, that there are people who even want what you have to offer. I see this doubt show up in the way that you sell or don't sell, as may be the case. Like, there's lots of people I follow who I see regularly on their social media, or for whatever reason, I'm like in their groups or I'm signed up to their mailing list, and I'll get like an email once in a blue moon, or I'll see them on stories actually selling and communicating something other than a coffee or other than a lovely weekend with their family. And I'm thinking, like, where are you selling? What's happening? And I know that when my clients come and work with me, the first thing that we do is we solve for this, because it's holding you back from making money and helping people, right? And that's what we're here for. And the common reasons why I see this happening, and I don't know, I definitely should have I didn't listen to the original, because I wanted to come at you fresh with my fresh ideas. So if some of this is things that I've mentioned in the first time I did this episode, I'm actually quite curious to listen back to it after this to see how much has evolved and how much has changed, and also how much has stayed the same, right? Because the challenges that we face in business, to a degree, are relatively timeless. The way that they show up might shift because social media might change, things that are trending might change, but by and large, the problems that were happening a year ago are still happening now. And I imagine this is going to be the case moving forward. I don't think the niching problem is going to go away. And I think one of the key reasons for that is because niching is such a typical concept banded around in the business world. And it works to a degree, but not for everybody, and especially not for new life coaches who, and I say new, you're new if you haven't made 50 to 100K revenue in your business. So it doesn't matter if you're like not certified, freshly certified, or you've been certified for a while. If your revenue, like for me, that's the marker of you know how to create clients. So if your revenue is less than 100K and especially less than 50K, then this potentially could be applying to you. And I think the reason why niching works so well in some industries is because all it's asking is for you to have clarity on who your client is so that your messaging can be geared towards them so that they know you can help them. It's so simple in practice, right? But I think niching catches us out, especially those of you who come from a corporate background, because you are trying to define yourself before you have found yourself. You are trying to define who you want to serve when you haven't served enough people yet. You're trying to define the problems that your clients have when the only point of reference you have is a couple of clients and your own transformation. And this is the paradox, right? Because even with just your own transformation and a couple of clients, what I find is that every coach that I work with, when I actually partner my brain with their brain and actually sit down and define what the problems are that they solve and who they want to work with, they actually have way more clarity than they know. This is where the employee mindset perspective comes into it. When you've worked in a career all your life, you're used to being told what to do. You're used to being given permission to do what you want to do. If you don't come from corporate, if you've never been an employee and you've always been a business owner, maybe this is referring to your conditioning and the way that you were brought up as a kid. Maybe you have good girl syndrome. Maybe you don't know what you like. Maybe you're not the kind of person that goes to a restaurant and just chooses something like that because you immediately can look and go, I know that's exactly what I want. Maybe you're the kind of person that likes to find out what everyone else wants to do and if everyone else is happy before you check in with what you want and what you can get behind. So sometimes the issue is because of an employee mindset. For me, I find that for most coaches, there's also some deeper conditioning, especially when you've been socialized as a woman. And so if this is happening in your business and you're thinking, I'm not clear, I don't know who I serve, I don't know what the transformation is, and it's stopping you from getting out there and selling, and it's stopping you from, even if you're selling, but you're not creating clients, then it's possible that this niching thing is an issue. And so I said, one of the core reasons is because you're trying to define yourself before you have found yourself. What this looks like in practice, I'll give you some client examples here because I know it really helps me when I have client examples. Interestingly, this is one where I transitioned niche, but I've never been without a niche. But again, another paradox. I've always been a life coach. And anytime I've ever been in doubt with what to call myself, how to refer to myself in my business, what title to give myself, you know, is it a life coach? Is it a business coach? Is it a career coach? Is it a purpose coach? When in doubt, I called myself a life coach. So this is something that you can take away today, because I see some real glorified names on social media. I see lots of fancy ideas coming out there. Like, I don't know, like menopause coach or midlife coach or even things like purpose coach. The problem is that the general public aren't necessarily searching for that. You forget that the clients that you want to serve, unless you are targeting coaches, you forget that for your average Mary Jane or your average Joe Bloggs that's out in the market, this will probably be their first investment into life coaching. You will probably be the first and only life coach that they actually know personally or once removed. Why are you adding layers of complication when you're letting things like what to call yourself, what your niche is, who you serve, to get in the way of you building relationships with people and actually having really vitalizing, nourishing discussions with people, where you can build a relationship, find out what's going on in their life, and then say to them, I can help you with that. Have you ever had life coaching before? Is this something that you've ever explored? Would you like to experience it with me? And so when you get so wrapped up in defining yourself before you found yourself, it starts to stop you from showing up authentically, whether that's online or in person, and often especially in person. And that's where I think so much opportunity is missed. My first 10 clients were not exclusively from social media. My first paying clients came from actual relationships that I had out in the world with real people, talking about their real everyday problems. I was reminded of this very recently, actually, with a loved one of mine, a family member who I was on the phone to. And we were just catching up. We weren't catching up in the capacity of me as a coach. I was just catching up as who I am in their life. And they're really going through some serious stuff. And yet everything that they were saying, I was thinking, life coaching can solve for this. And I actually said, have you ever like, what do you do? Like, what's going on in terms of what support do you have for this? And the response was, well, I've got a new house, new job, a new kid. I make time for therapy 1 hour a week, but that's finished now. And I don't know what's next. Now, I'm not saying that you need to be targeting people who have finished therapy and are looking for what's next. But what that reminded me is just how everyday normal people in the world will really benefit from the services that we provide. And they're not thinking about hiring us in the context of the way we think about people hiring us. And that dissonance is what creates the gap between clients, your audience, seeing you as the coach of choice. When you close that gap and you just stop getting wrapped up in the stories of what's my title, who do I serve, what do? I don't know what I'm doing, and staying in those stories that are frankly not serving you, you're not allowing your people to find you, which is why you're not creating clients or creating as many clients as you want. So how do we solve? Actually, before we go into how we solve for this, let me tell you two other client stories, because I could digress with my example. One client that I'm going to give you both so that you can see the paradox of both. So I'm not saying that when you work with me, you're not allowed to have a niche. What I am saying is when I work with you, we identify what's going to serve you as the CEO in your business. One of the core philosophies in working with me that I teach all of my clients to support them to be the CEO in their business is how to be a powerful decision maker, which means not sitting in niche drama, not sitting in the story of, I don't know who I serve, I don't know what to say, I don't know what they need, I don't know what their problems are, I don't know what the transformation is that they desire. That doesn't have any room. And there's something interesting that happens, because when I coach my clients and we go into this, I can show them very quickly and very clearly that they do know. So I'll give you an example of both, where a client has niched and it serves her, so that if you see yourself in her story, then you know that niching is something that you can use. And then if you see the example of my client who doesn't have a niche and that serves you, then you need to lean into the idea that you just let go of this idea of a niche. And what I'm going to do at the end of that is then show you why. And that's going to be the bit that I'm actually really interested in, because these examples are brilliant. But for me, it's all about the meta, like understanding the psychology behind what's actually going on here, which I think you will love to hear. When you hear it, it's going to make so much sense beyond what I said before about when you you can't define yourself until you have found yourself, right? And this is the ironic thing. And this is one of the key points, I think, from my original podcast, is like, you are the niche. Like, how can you define something? How can you define yourself when you are continuously evolving? How can you possibly define yourself when who you are today is just a smidgen of how incredible you're going to be as you evolve into the coach, the CEO, the businesswoman, the version of you that you are becoming? Like, when you think about it like that and you're trying to fit yourself into the little box, of course it's not working. And that's not a bad thing. I think when we find ourselves thinking it's not working in our business, we make it a problem. I'm here to show you it's not a problem. I'm here to get you excited again in your business. Okay, so let's lean into these examples. So one of my clients, she came to me very clearly with the clarity and confidence already that she's a career coach. Great. Title defined, who she serves defined. And she knew what she wanted to do. She just needed coaching and mentorship to shape it in the way that she knows she's capable of, but she isn't quite executing on a day-to-day basis. So this looks like a couple of clients here and there, a bit of clarity, showing up a little bit, getting that rhythm of consistency going in her message, but nowhere near at the volume that she wants. She wants to be like creating 10, 12, 15K months every single month. And at the moment, it's more like 1 to 3K, maybe every other month. So already we've built that consistency. Already she's signed clients in this niche with the intention, because everything is dialed in. Her offer is clear. Her client is clear. Her message is clear. Notice how when you see me talk about business, I don't say, let's define your niche. I say, we define your offer, your message, and your client, and your price. Actually, these are the foundations of business. And then we define your marketing and sales strategy so that you know exactly what you're doing to create those clients. You've got the vehicle, then we work the vehicle, right? Really simple. So what's interesting with her is that she knew what she wanted to be. She didn't have any mind drama about that. She didn't have any doubt about calling herself that. She felt very clear, very calm, very confident. So I didn't have to coach her around her title. I didn't have to coach her around this restriction that a niche can create because she doesn't feel restricted by it. What's actually happening is how her nervous system was responding to this concept, how her nervous system was responding to these business principles that we hear and we adopt and we don't question. Okay, here, that's one clue. So save that idea for later and I'll tell you about the second client. So this is what it can look like adversely, as like a contrast of a client who came to me who similarly supports people with their career. She knows that she didn't want to just stay in the realm of career. She actually has had experience working with business owners, working with other coaches, and working with people going through other types of midlife transitions. But this idea of, oh shit, do I call myself a career coach? Should I be marketing myself as that? Should I be categorizing myself as that? Should that be where my messaging is going down? This is the drama. Her nervous system didn't feel safe in that. And it was telling her, I don't want to stay here. I cannot be categorized. I cannot be defined by this because I want to do other things, because I'm multi-talented, because I'm multi-passionate, because when I look at my client pool and the people that get brilliant results, and I look at the people I love to work with, it cannot be defined by career coaching, as an example, then it didn't make sense to then force a niche upon her. And so what we did was we just removed that idea that a niche was even needed in the first place, even though there is extreme clarity on who she serves. So a niche, not niching, doesn't mean not having clarity. You will definitely need that. But all I'm saying to you fundamentally is the only thing that is ever problematic with the idea of a niche is when you don't feel safety with it. And the way that you know if you don't feel safety with it is when you do feel confusion, scarcity, especially when you worry that you're going to be like excluding people. If you worry that you're going to be excluding people and feeling like there's not going to be enough people to serve for you to hit your goals or to do the work you want to do, then again, you're not ready to niche. When you feel self-doubt, when you feel insecure, when you find yourself going into comparison mode with other coaches who are either doing what you do, but you think they're doing it better, or they're doing something different to you, and then you get FOMO, and then you wonder if you should go do that instead. All of that is creating dissonance in your nervous system. And when you have dissonance in your nervous system, you're not going to show up, you're not going to sell, you're probably not going to sign clients. If you do, it's not going to be consistent or at the velocity or consistency that you want. So the niche isn't the problem, because I've given you two really clear examples of where very similar scenarios, but because of the coach's natural body response to it, we had to take different routes. The outcome was the same. The outcome was identifying and establishing their business foundations. The business foundations being a clear offer, a clear price, a clear message, a clear client, and then their marketing and sales strategy, the business foundations that we cover in SciThrive. And both have happily gone and created clients. So niche in and of itself isn't problematic. What is problematic is when the idea of a niche creates nervous system dysregulation. And when you're dysregulated, evidenced by unhelpful thoughts that cause negative cycles and spirals that stop you from selling and taking action and ultimately signing clients, then you're not in alignment, it's not congruent, and it's not serving you to create the clients that you can. So I'm hoping that this perspective has shifted. If in doubt, simply call yourself a life coach. And it doesn't mean that we don't need to establish those business foundations. So if you want help with that, then schedule your free consult and we can discuss what's going on in your business, where you are right now, where you want to go, and then how Thrive One-to-One is going to help you get there. And I am very pleased to announce for the first time that I have been assessing how things have been going in my business for the first half of 2024. And I'm loving how things are going. And some of you may remember that working with me one-to-one was originally 6 months. And after 6 months of trialing a slightly shorter offer of 4 months, I have now decided to go back to a six-month container to work with you for 6 months inside one-to-one with me. So if you want to find out more details about working with me one-to-one, then you can head to the link either in my profile or in the show notes and get all the information there with some of the tweaks to some of the details about the offer. The price hasn't changed, so you're actually getting 50% more value for the same price as before, which, as I say that out loud now, I realize is a freaking steal. So I'm very excited for you. I'm very excited to connect with you. I'm very excited to help you get out of the niche drama and start establishing those business foundations that are going to feel so aligned in your business. They're going to feel nice and calm in your nervous system so that you can show up powerfully and create the clients and money that you know you're capable of. Alrighty, drop me a message. Let me know if this made it hit a little bit different. If this really highlighted for you where this attachment to this idea of a niche has been getting in your way and where you need to focus instead. And of course, if you ever have any podcast requests, always happy to hear them. And the last plug I will say is do not forget to download the client creation checklist. It's already my most popular download yet, and I've not really mentioned it much so far. So it's a, I don't know how long it is. I think it's like a 20, maybe 30 page document. And I highlight the two key areas that you need to be prioritizing of which to create clients and build your business. I break down each of the sub areas within. So there's 4 in section 1 and 5 in section 2. I break it all down for you and I go into quite a lot of detail about what it looks like and what you need in your business. So if you haven't downloaded that yet, again, head to the show notes or the bio to download it immediately. And then you'll also be on my email list. And I send an email every day, some really powerful support to help you build your coaching business around the 9 to 5. So enjoy. I can't wait to see you there. Have a beautiful rest of your day. It was lovely being here and I'll see you next time.